Mineral Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe has released the mine health and safety statistics for the 2019 calendar year. This really looks at the performance of mining industry in terms of fatalities, injuries and occupational disease. And the minister says 51 fatalities were recorded last year. My understanding is that the year before, the number was standing at about 81. Let's now speak to David Mseza, the chief inspector of mines at the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy. David, good afternoon. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity, and good afternoon to the listeners.
So a drop from 2018 in terms of these fatalities, but some may argue still a significant number of people dying during the course of duty.
Yes. I think it's important for us to say that we continue to express our sincere condolences to the families of the workers who lost their lives in the sector. Hence, we've been engaging with organized labor and business to ensure that ultimately we achieve a goal of zero harm. What we've done today as well, we took a historical approach look. In other words, we've looked at the fatalities from Minister spoke about the Coalbrook accident, for instance, that happened in the 60s, where 435 people lost their lives. We've also looked at the fatalities in 1993, where 615 people lost their lives. So we clearly see that there's been a significant reduction. However, we are saying there's still more that can be done.
Yeah,
for us to ultimately achieve the goal of zero harm.
What's the breakdown of medical deaths due to occupational diseases? Because we know about the noise-induced hearing loss, the silicosis, there's TB. What are you able to share with us in terms of the medical conditions, the diseases that will then end up in many of these miners suffering and even losing their lives?
The breakdown of occupational diseases, you'll see that from the stats that we've shown today, is that most of the occupational diseases reported by the mining sector through the compliance of the law are mainly what we call pulmonary TB. Pulmonary TB is different from normal TB. It's caused by exposure to dust or silica dust. It's caused by, noise-induced hearing loss. Noise-induced hearing loss is exposure over time to noise, that is overexposure. Silicosis is caused by overexposure to silica or what we call quartz. Now, the difference between occupational diseases and accidents is that they take time to come through. You know, an accident is a fall of ground, now someone gets injured.
Yeah.
But for instance, with silicosis, it can take you between 6 to 12 years, depending on the person and the level of exposure. So I think those are the main diseases that are being reported by the sector. Mm. However, the trends that we've shown today over the last 11 years, we've seen that there's been a significant reduction, including with silicosis, pulmonary TB, and noise-induced hearing loss.
And David, unions feel that as government, you're failing to act, that there are no consequences for mining companies where these deaths occur, and sometimes under negligent circumstances. I mean, there have been calls for the Mine Health and Safety Act to be amended so that companies can be prosecuted. Has that taken off? Because I even remember the Portfolio Committee on Mineral Resources calling on the department to urgently draft legislation that will hold mine bosses and managers accountable for any life that is lost on duty.
Yes, there has been talks at the Portfolio Committee. It's one of the things that we'll be looking at the Mine Health and Safety Bill. But we just have to assure the public that the department has not just been not doing anything or being reactive. In fact, if you can recall, the number of fatalities and what we call the disaster type of accident. The disaster is one accident resulting in five or more people losing their lives in one accident. Has been increasing since 2017 to 2008. We've also been intervening. We've intervened to understand what was the problem at that time. We've engaged with the company boards. We've engaged with the CEO to ensure that they review the strategy. And as a result, there's been an improvement in terms of a significant improvement thereof in 2019. But we are, at the end of the day, regulators. You would have probably noted as well in the media space that some of the companies will complain about Section 54. We normally will say that we are not there to issue Section 54 or abuse a Section 54. Section 54 is an instruction that you can issue in terms of the Act to ensure compliance to prevent harm on the work. So we have been issuing also those instructions, and we believe those initiatives, including of monitoring and enforcing the law, and also continuously engaging with the workers themselves and the employers, because their responsibilities lies with the employers as well to ensure compliance, to put systems, has resulted over the last 26 years in a significant reduction in fatalities, injuries, and disease. In fact, last year, the number of last year was were the lowest ever recorded on record that we have, including the fact that the number of disasters have reduced significantly since 2016 to about zero last year.
All right. David Mseza, thank you so much for speaking to us. He's a chief inspector of mines at the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy. What do you make of that? I mean, 51, sure, it's a drop, but that's still a significant number. People should not be dying, especially if it's as a result of negligence of these mining companies. And I actually remember President Cyril Ramaphosa speaking at, I think, one of the NUM conferences and calling on miners to refuse to work under unsafe conditions. But does legislation even protect them? I know AMCU wants that Section 23, as I told David earlier, of the Mine Health and Safety Act to be strengthened so workers can refuse to work without fear of of suspension. And that's where we need to start. Let's push that legislation, because otherwise we're not going to go anywhere beyond just holding these safety seminars. Let's get some reaction now from Sipho Mungwe, who's the NUM Health and Safety Secretary. Sipho, good afternoon. Thank you so much for speaking to us. As NUM, how do you react to these figures that have been released by the Minerals Resources Department? Do you get a sense that the department is doing enough to ensure that there's an improvement of health and safety in mines?
Actually, it's a collaboration, because we work as a tripartite in the Mine Health and Safety Act. It's not only the department's work. We welcome the improvement in terms of the figures, but it's not that we are celebrating, because dying, we cannot celebrate dying of people. So there's nothing to celebrate, but we welcome the decrease in terms of the numbers, because it shows us some improvement in terms of the measurements that we are taking to make the lives of our members safe. But there's nothing that we can say we are celebrating.
All right. Look, thank you so much for that reaction, Sipho Mungwe, NUM Health and Safety Secretary. It's 20